The Nigerian leader says his administration will not be intimidated by attacks on oil companies. He says new security measures will be introduced to stem rising violence in the area.
I want to assure you and assure the employers and the Nigerians and international community that we will do everything humanly possible to try to prevent the occurrence of what has happened.
President Obasanjo also had a word for his country's independent media.
I want to appeal to the Nigerian press because there has been some form of sensationalism in there. Now, if you glorify people who have done bad things, you are not doing any credit to your country or to yourself. You are, in fact, undermining the security of your country. I was told when I was in Davos that while we were working to get these people out, and one paper came out with a sensation that another 4 people have been abducted, which is lie, which is untrue, which, of course, can only go on to heighten both internally and externally the feeling of insecurity in this country.
Nigeria's largest labor organization, the Nigerian Labor Congress, which represents the interests of oil workers, has also welcomed the release of the oil workers. NLC Secretary General George Oda says improving security for oil workers should be a priority.
It's understandable that our members in Peng are apprehensive about working in this area, because if we are going to continue to have a situation where we are being threatened with the possibility of being abducted at the slightest opportunity, this can provide the necessary and enabling environment to do work. But having said that, we think that the security of life and property should be a primary consideration for both the oil companies and the respective government agencies that are charged with this responsibility.
None of the 4 former captives, a Briton, Bulgarian, Honduran, and American, was allowed to speak to reporters. The release of the 4 has been warmly welcomed by most Nigerians. The U.S. Embassy in Abuja has also welcomed their release. In a statement Monday, it deplored acts of hostage-taking and appealed for a solution to the problems in the Niger Delta. Governor Costa for VOA News, Abuja.